from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump decides on the Iranian nuclear deal. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he has made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear deal, but declined to tell reporters what it was. Mr. Trump has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action since it was signed by the previous Obama administration, Iran, and five other countries in 2015. Late Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met in New York with the other signatories to the agreement.
We clearly have significant issues with the agreement. The president's been quite clear and articulate as to his concerns about the agreement itself.
Now, the next deadline for Mr. Trump to inform Congress as to whether or not Iran is in compliance is October the 15th. Speaking Wednesday to the U.N. General Assembly, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country would not be the first to violate the deal, but would respond decisively and resolutely to its violation by any party. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Thursday his forces have begun an offensive to retake control of the town of Hawija, one of the last areas in Iraq held by Islamic State militants. Islamic State militants have been in control of Hawija since 2014. Meanwhile, over in Syria, the U.S.-backed Syrian rebels Wednesday said the campaign to liberate the northern Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State is in its final stages as well. The Syrian Democratic Forces said they've taken back 80% of the city, which has been under attack since June. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS militant resistance has collapsed along the west bank of the Euphrates River downstream from Raqqa. This is VOA News. Pakistan has vowed to remain engaged with the United States in fighting regional terrorism and stabilizing Afghanistan, but said any political or military role for its archenemy India in the war-torn country will be unacceptable for Islamabad.
If they want to do economic assistance, that's their prerogative, but we don't accept or see any role politically or militarily for India.
Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Kagan Abbasi made the remarks late Wednesday during a public talk at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. U.S. President Donald Trump has advocated for a greater role for New Delhi in Afghanistan, despite Islamabad's long-running objection. While speaking at the council, Prime Minister Abbasi repeated Pakistan's resolve to promote a peaceful settlement to the Afghan conflict, saying Pakistani forces have destroyed all sanctuaries on its soil that were allegedly being used to wage cross-border attacks.
This perception that there are sanctuaries is absolutely not correct. We have destroyed the sanctuaries. Today, the cross-border incursions, if they happen, are from Afghanistan into Pakistan to attack our forces.
Speaking separately at the Asia Society in New York hours earlier on Wednesday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani suggested Pakistan was not doing enough to counter terrorism and prevent Taliban insurgents from using Pakistani sanctuaries to plot terrorism against his country.
So here is the opportunity. If Pakistan does not take this opportunity, I think they will pay a high price.
Ghani did not elaborate on exactly what that high price might be. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Wednesday met with President Donald Trump and, through an interpreter, expressed confidence in a breakthrough in peace efforts with Israel.
And we are very certain that you, Mr. President, are determined to reach real peace in the Middle East. And this gives us the assurance and the confidence that we are on the verge of real peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
The two men met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session in New York. Mr. Trump sounded equally upbeat.
I think we have a very, very good chance, and I certainly will devote everything within my heart and within my soul to get that deal made.
During his General Assembly address, however, Mr. Abbas denounced the apartheid regime imposed on Palestinians by Israelis and warned against abandoning the two-state solution. The UN Wednesday launched an effort to bring stability to Libya and end 6 years of turmoil following the collapse of the longtime dictatorship of Muammar Gaddafi, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
It is my deep belief that there is an opportunity for a political solution in Libya.
Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.